Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Well, welcome in to what I think is going to be, maybe, the last podcast from the road on this trip across the country. Yeah, just decided to make miles instead of videos and everything because there's a lot of nothing in between here and there. And we captured the main things with, obviously, Robert Glasscock, and then Dallas was private, and then on through the West. And I've just been making time and sleeping in the van and and driving and hanging out with some friends here and there along the way, some listeners, you, and it's been great. But it's time to tuck it in, point it west, and get her home. No exact aspects in the sky today, but I thought I would just reflect on some things that have taken place during this trip from an astrological perspective, not from a travelogue perspective, because obviously why we are here is to see how astrology correlates to our lives. And I think there are several. So here's a big major life experience, a life event that took place under a certain configuration in the sky. And as I look at the chart and look at what's happened over about the last 10 days, especially just the moving part, boy, I definitely see examples and correlations of things that we are seeing and feeling collectively in the chart right now. And I can't help but to start than any other place than Pluto at 1 degree Aquarius. You can go right down the line of all the cookbook descriptions or embellished descriptions of how you view Pluto and how you view Aquarius. But one common thing, you think Pluto and Aquarius don't have anything in common. What about radical transformation? Think about Aquarius, radical reform, if you will, and new technologies, new ways of being. It's the already on the other side of the demolition of Pluto, right? Pluto has this, we're not going to leave anything behind. Death to the old, rebirth to the new, the caterpillar and the butterfly. I'll be editing a lot of video over the next several days. When I get to California, I have nothing to do until the pod arrives on Monday, and I will be editing a lot of what has happened over these last several days. But one thing that is in that batch is Robert Glasscock was on the phone with me as I was pulling out of North Carolina, and he talked about several things in my own personal chart that I'm not going to go into here. We'll do that in that video. But he talked about this whole rebirth around home and family. And without question, the biggest thing that happened was a big bump in the road, a big ditch in the highway, when I got to Dallas with my family. And that's why I've kept it quiet, because it was incredibly painful. I know that the last chapters have not been written, and I have hope, and I have set intentions. But I left out of Dallas with exactly what Robert had talked about, Pluto affecting the fourth house of home. And there was a shift in the relationship. Unexpected, but very real. Pluto, Aquarius, the fourth house of home and family. But, you know, I love, somebody said the other day, I can't remember where, that the windshield is a lot bigger than the rearview mirror. And I applied that to this. I did my morning. I did 6 hours of just crying and everything. And then when I hit I-40 and started west, it was a different picture. Another element here, and we talked about it relative to this bundle configuration in the chart, is Uranus, because Uranus is on one edge of the bundle right now, holding space at 19 degrees Taurus. And the bundle will start to break up when the Sun, now in the middle of Pisces, moves through Pisces, all the way through Aries, most of the way through Taurus, and then finally crosses on the other side of Uranus, that this bundle-tight configuration starts to break up. So one of the challenges I had in North Carolina was finding movers that would actually return a phone call. I saw a little pickup truck. I don't know what it was advertising, but it had the logo and it had the phone number. And its slogan was, "We show up." I was like, you know what? That is a signature characteristic in Western North Carolina. And I certainly experienced it relative to this move. So when you have a pod sitting in front of your house and the pod people are going to come pick it up on Thursday, you really need the movers to be there on Wednesday. And that was touch and go through the whole thing. That's Uranian for sure. I drove the van, not checking, not thinking, exhausted, with the awning down into my neighbor's porch. That was a very Uranian and costly thing. And then the other day, I was spending the night with Jack in Albuquerque, and we had enjoyed the evening, and we had said our goodnights, and I was heading out to go to the van to sleep. I sleep very well in the van. So I was heading out to sleep in the van, and I grabbed the doorknob to open the front door, and the doorknob came off in my hand. I'm sitting there holding the man's doorknob in my hand after having driven the awning into the patio, the porch, and I ran over some truck tire that hit the valve that opens the black water tank. And fortunately, I mean, there over all the highway it went, but that won't hurt I-40 any whatsoever, I tell you. And there was only one kind of black water in there, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But it was, you've got to be kidding me. So I kind of have had this drumbeat of watching over my shoulder for these things. And also the other thing that I think is significant is the influence of Mars in all of this, because Mars has been moving through the middle degrees of Aquarius. Mars is so strong in my own chart. It's the oracle planet. It's glued to the sun. It's the ruler of the sun sign, Scorpio, in ancient astrology. So there's just Mars, Mars, Mars everywhere. So that there was this theme of drivenness just makes total sense. And the drivenness was based on these various times I had to hit. I needed to get the movers to the pod, and I needed to get the pod out of there at a certain time. That was a schedule thing or a pressure thing right there. And then the windshield had an appointment. Robert Glasscock in Little Rock had one day open that we could get together. And then the kids. And then all of a sudden, when I left Dallas, there were no more time obligations. But I've been racing another... I guess it's a storm that's coming through that's going to lower the temperatures here midweek and toward the end of the week. And I thought, you know, with everything that's happened, the awning, the doorknob, the black water tank, I'll be doggone if I'm going to be exposing myself to below freezing temperatures and have these pipes freeze and break. So I just decided it was time to tuck it on home. But those are some definite direct correlations between how astrology in the chart can affect things going on, major events, and then also we can reverse engineer that, and we can look at things in a similar light, and we can see where these big themes are in the chart, and we can back up to, like, what might happen with this. And if I were looking at it again now over the shoulder, I would look at it from that perspective of, so there could be surprises, Uranus. Well, that's, I mean, go figure on that. But just the whole Aquarian transformational thing. But boy, Dallas just absolutely did not see that coming. Not like it unfolded. Anyway, we're setting our sights ahead. We're looking through the big front window and windshield, and we're not looking at the rearview mirror. And I have been just so glad that you guys have been interested in this trip. Thank you for that. Hopefully, I'll be having just several days of rest before the first pod arrives on Monday. Thanks, guys, so much. I appreciate you, love you, and I will see you in the next couple of days.